hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We are going to think of four of them very briefly. Some have observed that these seven churches represent the natural post road that a Roman courier would go, starting from Ephesus and journeying on to Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. He would make a complete circle. To the messenger of the church of Ephesus, which means desirable, this was the church of the first century, following its establishment by Christ and the apostles. Now, these nine items that are mentioned in chapter 1 concerning Christ, Son of Man, garment, girt, paps, head, hairs, eyes, feet, voice, right hand, stars, sword, countenance, all these points are like aspects of his strength that radiate from the person of Jesus Christ and go to whatever church needs it. Now, to Ephesus, he is the one that holds the seven stars in his right hand. Now, they were feeling orphans. Christ had left them. He seems to have been caught up into the clouds as far as they were concerned as they stood on Olivet. But what he is saying to them, I am holding you in my right hand. I am walking in the midst of the churches. While I'm apparently gone, I have sent from my Father's throne another one like me, another comforter like me to take my place, and he is with you. To each of the seven churches, he says, I know. I know thy work. He is aware of everything that they have done or left undone. And he is assuring them that he understands. To each one of them, he brings encouragement, reproof, and sets before them a great hope. He knows what they have done, their labor, patience. They have been tried. They have had false apostles. They have borne patiently, nevertheless. You've left your first love. Time dulls interest if we are not careful to maintain it. Remember where you have fallen. Remember your first love. Do your first works, or else I will come quickly and take away your candlestick and it'll go out in darkness. And you can go to Ephesus today, literal Ephesus in Turkey. There's no candlestick burning there. Gone out in darkness, except you repent. But there's one thing, you hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans. As the note indicates, this was a group of pseudo-Christians who believed that Christ did everything, that you didn't have to do anything, that there was no point in keeping the Sabbath or keeping the law against adultery or anything else. Their descendants are manifest in the world today, and Jesus says, which things also I hate. He that hath an ear. When he was here, he said, if you've got ears, hear. But when he talks to them now, he says, even if you've got one ear, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. If you'll only overcome, I'll give you to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And Genesis and Revelation clasp hands. To the messenger of the church of Smyrna, myrrh, crushed, fragrance, persecuted, bitterness. These things said he, the first and the last, even though he's been knocked out in between, he'll come up at the end that was dead and is alive. I know what you're going through. I know the tribulation that you are suffering, the blasphemy of they who claim to be my children, who are persecuting you and they're the synagogue of Satan. Don't fear, he says, the things that you must suffer. The devil is going about like a roaring lion to cast some of you into prison. Tribulation 10 days. This is probably the tribulation from 303 to 313, just before the conversion of Constantine. Satan made his last effort to exterminate the hated sect. Hang in there, he says, and I will give you a crown of life. He that overcometh, the Spirit is saying to the churches, shall not be hurt of the second death. They might suffer the anesthetic first death, puts them out of their pain and suffering, but in the end, victory is promised to those who hold fast to the end. To the messenger of the church of Pergamos. Pergamos means height, exalted, these things that he would have a sharp sword with two edges. So the message to those who are outgrowing their simplicity, indulging their pride, their knowledge, their wealth. Pergamos had one of the greatest libraries in the East. It was where Croesus had his palace of extremely wealthy, sophisticated, where the arts and the theater, painting and music and learning, and at its foot the god of healing with his caduceus, medicine, law. Pergamos was the center of human knowledge, and they outgrew their early beginnings. But Jesus directs the word of God to them. They need the Bible just as much as any unsophisticated person does. I know where you dwell, just where Satan's dwelling is. That's where the healing serpent dwelt. And that thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. There are some of you who are doing that. I know that. And that when Antipas, or against the Pope, the leadership of an individual man, whether he's a person or whether he's a group, suffered martyr through his faithfulness and was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth, I know all that. I know what you've suffered. I know your environment. I know the circumstances of your life. I know that you hold fast my name, that you haven't enjoyed, that you haven't denied my faith. But I have a few things against you. Because there are those that hold the doctrine of Balaam. He is the great compromising prophet. He seduced Israel to join with the Moabites led by King Balak. And in their soft lights and sweet music and tasty food under the palm trees of Jericho and in Midian, their guard was left down and Israel was seduced. They ate the things sacrificed to idols. They committed fornication. And you have the Nicolaitans still there. Now that's the other end. They're the people who say that Christ has done everything for you. You can't do anything for yourself. Therefore, you needn't bother. And if you commit occasional adultery or you commit occasional sin, Jesus does it all for you. Don't worry. Which things I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly. And I will fight against you with the sword of my mouth. So the weapon that he will use is the word of God. We know it. We can read it. We can apply it. We understand it. It shouldn't surprise us. There's no thrust or parry or attack that the word of God can make, but that we are aware of. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat the hidden manna. Now, Desire of Ages, if you look up the margin and look up the index, the hidden manna, the life-giving spirit flowing from the heart of the infinite goodness of God, is the true manna. The manna is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. It's hidden. We can't see it. The showbread is a symbol of Jesus Christ, which we can see. It's shown. So what Pergamos needed was the internalizing of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, feasting upon him. I'll give a white stone. I wish I knew exactly what this meant. On it was a new name written. No man knoweth. It was evidently a piece of marble or alabaster or some stone that was white, upon which the name was written as a sort of entry, a ticket into the holy city. And no man knoweth. So in this Pergamene church, we see the pride, exaltation, acceptance of all things, tolerance, liberal point of view coming in. There is the rise of the Papa, of the Pope. There are those who are opposing it, but this rise of an earthly authority is going on apace. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God. Now the Son of Man has already spoken. Now the Son of God with all his divine authority is speaking. He has eyes like a flame of fire. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro. The Holy Spirit sees everything. His right of possession, feet, like fine brass refined in a furnace of affliction. I know thy works, thy love, thy faith, thy service, thy patience, and even more works, the last greater than the first. Notwithstanding, you allow the woman Jezebel. This was the wife of Ahab, the worshipper of Baal, who killed the prophets, who seduced the people, who brought in a false form of worship, to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her opportunity to repent, but she would not repent. So I will cast her and those that are with her into one bed to go through great tribulation. Now let's look at a moment about the chronology of this. Ephesus covered the first century. The Smyrna church was from about 100 to the conversion of Constantine, about 313. The Pergamos church began with the conversion of Constantine and went up to the establishment of the papacy in 538. Thyatira followed from 538 till the coming of Luther, about 1517. Thyatira needs some eyes of God like a flame to go into its darkness. During the time of Thyatira, Jezebel caused the church to commit fornication. The mother became the harlot. The daughters became the harlot, committed fornication. Ezekiel 16 shows that fornication is the moving away from God as the bridegroom, Christ as the bridegroom, and accepting other loves. And I will kill her children with death, and the churches shall know that I am he that searches the reins and the heart, the motives and the intent. But I say unto the rest in Thyatira who haven't been seduced, who don't have this doctrine, so there were some faithful ones, I'll put no other burden, there'll be no other doctrine, no other teaching than that you have, and hang in there, verse 25, till I come. So first allusion to the churches of the second coming. I'll give you power over the nations if you will obey. The rest will be broken as an earthen vessel. And I will give you the morning star, which was Wycliffe of the Reformation. He that hath an ear, let him hear. So we go from the desirable church of the disciples through persecution, through exaltation, through the degradation of the last days, and await the coming of the Reformation. Jesus knows it all. In every age, Jesus walks in the candlestick, supporting, guiding those who trust him.